a person, no matter what ishtadus he has to do and he does, he still has to live in the matzav that he's in now. He can't live in the matzav that he wants to be in, because then you'll never be living. You have to live in the matzav that you are. Whatever matzav it is, even though you have to ishtadlis, that's only with your hands you have to ishtadlis, your maisa. But in your lave, you have to live the matzav the way it is now. Bigger side. You have to live the matzav now, not in the change. Some people, they're always living in the change. Like, it's going to get better, and then I'm going to get this and that, and then I'll be able to live. You have to live in the matzav right now. And my raya to this is, the Chavis Lavav speaks about someone whose taka needs a shadach, he's living by himself, he doesn't have anything, he doesn't have friends, he doesn't have relatives, he's lacking. So what does the Chavis Lavav say? He doesn't say, oh, you're going to get a shadach. No. Right now he doesn't have a shadach. Right now he doesn't have this all this stuff. So, he should have his connection and his friendship with Hashem in this matzav. In other words, maybe shetaka working, getting a shadach or whatever. But right now, the matzav, the way it is, that you're alone, you're by yourself, you should build your connection to Hashem in your matzav. It's a big aside. You have to live the matzav the way it is now. Not what's going to get a better job, going to change, going to move, going to this. You have to live the matzav the way it is now. His company should be with Hashem. Since he doesn't have so much company with other people, be with Hashem. He should make Hashem his friend and his buddy, Lareya. He should connect to Hashem more. Why? Because in his matzav, he doesn't have people, so he has much more time. He's able to spend much more time with Hashem. So you have to live in the matzav that you're in to the max. And look at the ma'ilas of the Chavis Lavav, that you don't have to have less responsibilities. Okay, it would be nice to have more responsibilities, but ma'isa, in this matzav, you should appreciate you have less responsibilities. You don't have to have the kids and everything. You have less responsibilities. Histalkos chayved ma'asam v'chayvasam. You have less chayves and tzricha ma'alav v'yachshazel toiva m'toivis abarav. You should appreciate the matzav. Yeliba yaiser rik upanei beisish is by the dusay v'bli safu. You have much more time to spend with Hashem and to work on your nitzchias, because you don't have all the responsibilities the regular person has, so you have to appreciate it. Even though you wanted to change taka, but l'maisi, you have to live the matzav now. You can invest your nitzchias with Hashem. Zok to pas lachem, ein kervasi rak ad zman mut. All the friends and relatives is all only when you're in this world. V'achem maisa yashav al afari. When you die, you don't take any of it with you. Then you're not going to have any friends and relatives when you're dead in the grave. The only thing you're going to have is Hashem. When you come to Hashem and that's, when you die, you realize that there's nothing else besides Hashem. So all you're going to want is your relationship with Hashem. So your relationship that you built in this world is the only thing that's going to be important to you after you die. So Mela, when a person has less olam hazeh, less friends, relatives, whatever the situation is, he should focus more time and realize the godless, that he's able to build more of a kashrut with Hashem, which is going to be his netzchias. Because his nefesh is a chelik of Hashem, and that's really what's going to matter to you in the next world. So, a person needs to spend time, even if he has friends, relatives, but his most important focus should be on the netzchias, which is going to be a relationship with Hashem.